Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Matengo.
1963, a.k.a. Attack of the Mushroom People.
Oh, yeah. This is, I'm assuming you've watched this movie already before listening to this, but it is available on Amazon Prime. I don't know if we mentioned that on the last episode.
But, oh, we did.
But it'll be tweeted out and stuff, I'm sure.
Okay, look, people. We know this. There's no giant monster destroying buildings. Look, we never saw this movie. We didn't know what it was going to be. We know it says mushroom people, not mushroom monsters.
Yeah, but
Ishiro Honda, Toho, it's right in that sweet spot of the 60s movies.
Yes.
We had to find out.
Okay, so here's the thing. As of right now, our top five. Or our top three of our top five are Ishiro Honda movies.
Mm-hmm.
And only one of them is a Godzilla movie. There's Rodan, Monster Zero, and Frankenstein Conquers the World.
Mm-hmm.
And Frankenstein Conquers the World was super exciting. I love that movie.
It was amazing.
I kind of wanted to go watch it again. So we're riding this high on Ishiro Honda, and then you find this movie that's on Amazon Prime. And it's Attack of the Mushroom People or Matengo.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we have a feeling it's not giant monsters, but I didn't want to Google it to see if it did have a giant monster or not. I just wanted to watch it.
Yeah, because like you mainly get that one picture and you got like, I can't tell if that's a mushroom person in the foreground or not, or they're just walking around a bunch of big mushrooms.
Yeah.
Don't really know. It kind of a little bit like it's like kind of like part Lidsville-ish, you know, part like City Marty Croft looking. And then I went to Monsterpalooza and I was like, there's an artist that was like selling prints of his stuff and he had this cool like werewolf print and he had this other one that was like this mushroom guy and it looked like it would be really good under a black light that I was like, what is that? And you know, it's kind of like inspired by Matengo, and I was like, oh, we just discovered that this movie exists.
Yeah.
So I ended up buying that print too, just on the excitement of Matengo. The anticipation of Matengo is very high.
Uh-huh, yep.
When we went into this.
In fact, when the movie started, and it looked very 60s Toho movie, I'm like, that's it. I'm watching every Ishiro Honda movie right now. I'm going to talk to Jorge. We're going to start getting through every single one, every other episode. Let's do
catalog.
This. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Listen, we didn't know. Like, we just discovered that the word tokusatsu exists. That maybe that's more kind of what we're doing. You know, it's like, yeah, but no one's going to Google tokusatsu pod to find us. But yeah, sometimes we're going to go on these tangents, people. And you can come with us, or you can skip ahead to the next one. But, you know, come on. It's worth checking out Matengo once at least so we can talk about it.
Yeah. And, there's a difference between Daikaiju and Kaiju, right?
Yeah. Isn't Kaiju, I don't know what the number is.
Isn't Kaiju just
technically, yeah,
a strange creature?
Yeah, like monster. Yeah. And then Daikaiju is just a particularly large one.
Giant monster, I think.
Right. But I think kaijus kind of become to mean the big ones more than anything.
Well, regardless, it's too late. This is what we're talking about.
Boom. Okay, so we're going, right?
Yeah, we're going.
All right, let's do it. I was starting to wonder, because there was another movie that kind of had the same kind of, like, this moment. Like, there's, how many of these movies have these kind of opening that's like, have these scenes that are kind of like the opening of Apocalypse Now, the looking through the window, Saigon, I'm still in Saigon kind of feeling. Like, this movie opens with the guy being like, oh, yeah. And like, oh, like, he's going to tell us the story.
Like, all my friends are dead. I'm the only one alive. But really, I'm the one that's dead. And they're right. Still. But, okay, that opening shot, is it a model?
Outside?
Or is it just a backdrop? It's definitely not a real skyline.
Right. Yeah, it seemed like, yeah, I think it's like studio set.
Because I think right before it pulls back into the room that this person is in, in one of the windows, you see some people in the window, but it looks like little puppet people. Did you notice those guys?
No, that's great.
This is right before. And I was like, okay, this is the greatest. Yeah, it says, all my friends had died. I'm insane. And then this happy music starts playing for the opening credits.
Right. And they superimpose the opening credits on these, like, foreground pictures of sails.
Uh-huh.
That are like in front of like a blue screen of the actual footage that they have of the sailing.
Yeah, this is where I'm like, this is great.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. This is like right smack. What year did you say this was?
63.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say this was smack dab like Toho 60s.
Yeah, that look.
Yeah.
So great.
Where they? It's in widescreen. It's like you know. Almost like 70 millimeter widescreen, and it just has that sort of weird look to it, that sort of haze that, yeah, oh.
Mm-hmm. The Toho scope.
Yes.
Look.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So that's these seven people on a boat. Now, yeah. They get caught in a storm.
Well, first of all, they're just having fun. They're just partying on a boat, and yeah. It seems like they're, it's that, you know, a 3 hour tour.
I was,
and then it turns into.
I was literally gonna say, was it a 3 hour tour? The boat, but what's funny is.
Sorry, I had to go. I just saw the puppets. Amazing.
Right.
Oh, yes, I wondered. That was probably more like a full flat set, like.
Yeah.
Like there's no depth in it. It's just painted with perspective to make it look like you're looking at a full cityscape. But it's probably just like a one flat thing that's just painted with like a bunch of like flashing lights on it.
Yeah.
And those two puppets are pitiful. They're just like they barely even look like they don't even look like people. They just look like two blobs like wiggle in the windows.
Yeah.
I guess you're not expected to fully focus on them. And then, I mean, this is pre being able to back up and freeze frame.
Yeah. So a couple things. This boat goes missing, and the guy goes, grabs the radio, and turns it on, and the news is talking about their boat missing. Okay, that's a Gilligan's Island thing that happens a lot, where they turn on the radio, yeah. And it says exactly what's like, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters lost at sea, and then they show up.
Right.
Okay, so... Is this, not only is this small boat newsworthy, but is he just confirming that they're lost by listening to the news? He got no information out of it. He was just like...
Did the news announce that they were lost?
Yeah. They said a boat with seven people is missing. And okay. It's like, okay, you already knew that.
And a manuscript.
You're... Yeah.
That didn't make the news.
Yeah. Okay, so one of my first notes is there's seven castaways, a movie star, a millionaire, professor, and then, like, the skipper. Okay, so I had to look it up. So all I did was I did a Google search for Matango. I think it's pronounced both ways. I think they say Matango in the movie, so I'll stick with that. So I did a Google search for a Matango and Gilligan's Island. That's it. And then an article came up that someone had written about Gilligan's Island and Matango and the similarities. Matango came out 2 weeks before they started shooting Gilligan's Island. So people are like, did Sherwood Schwartz see Matango and get the idea for what the castaways would be? But it seemed like they're too close to each other.
And threw it all together in 2 weeks?
That's the thing. There's like, they're like, it's possible. This came out 2 weeks before.
In the U.S.?
It was just, I believe so.
Okay.
So, but it's like, they were saying how it's like, it's too fast for him to be able to do that.
Have done that?
Yeah. So it's probably just coincidence, but it's pretty crazy. It's exactly seven castaways on the boat. Because when they said to match them. Yeah, on the news report.
There's definitely like a rich guy who could basically be. That's interesting.
There's a professor.
You compare them. Then there's
the movie star. Yeah,
the movie star. She's there. She's like a nightclub singer.
And then they said there was more of a homely girl, a younger sort of. And then that would be obviously there is no Mrs. Howell. So I guess there would be one of the dudes.
I guess, yeah, but also there's definitely veers away, like,
oh yeah,
like the fact that I guess who you count as to be Gilligan.
I just counted the guy with the red shirt and the white hat.
Yeah, that's valid.
Because I kept referring to him as Gilligan, because one of my notes says Gilligan eats red berries. And I'm like, oh, that's not very smart.
But Gilligan, that Gilligan, it's like...
He's an a-hole.
Yeah, he is. It definitely was like that. There's that movie that's like... something like Swept Away or something like that. There's always like... It's a very popular theme in movies where it's like rich person on a yacht gets shipwrecked and then the crew becomes... the master kind of thing. Uh-huh. That always kind of happens.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. Wait. How about when they're on the boat and what's that character's name?
I don't remember any of the names because I kept referring to him as Ginger and Marianne and the Skipper.
All right. So Ginger.
Okay. Yeah.
She sings a song on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics to the song are only la la la. She just sings la 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 the whole time. She's the popular girl on the boat.
And then
they cut to the other girl, and I was like, oh no, that one woman's a prude. And then I was like, oh no, wait, she's seasick. But then the guy goes, you know how to live. She doesn't. She won't even let her boyfriend kiss her. And I was like, oh, she is a prude. And that is part of the storyline. There's a part later when Ginger says, like, it's like, they all like me or something like that.
She's not creeped out by a ship full of dudes who are, like, lusting at her. She's like, oh, yes, that's what I want.
Yeah. So unsettling in today's lens. Yeah, there's like weird ways, like there's like weird moments where Lionel's like, I got work to do, I'm the skipper. And he laughs to himself. I was like, what? And then I started like getting, I went through like this little like journey where I was like going, looking up, because they said that this yacht cost 40 million yen. So then I was like, okay, 40 million yen. So, and I was like, the exchange rate for 40 million yen would be about $364,000. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, if we advance to today for inflation, it would be almost $3 million.
Jeez.
But then I was like, wait a minute. But what was the exchange rate in 1963? I started going way too nerdy about this. So then I was like, 40 million yen. 1963, worth around $111,000, which ended up being like $900,000 today. So then I started pricing yachts, and I was like, it's about right. Cool. You can get a pretty decent 40 to 60 foot yacht for that much money.
Cool.
And depending on like how much you want, you know, in it and stuff like that, it can definitely go way up from that. But you can do all right with that.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that math, because I didn't and I wanted to know.
I loved after, so that they crash and they walk through the jungle for a while and they act like they're exhausted for a while.
But before that, hold on.
Go ahead.
What is up with the ghost ship?
Well, that's they walk exhausted and they come upon that ship. The ship set was awesome.
Okay, but before that, when they're out to sea, and that guy's on top of, he's on the deck of the yacht.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, there's a boat. And he's like, we're here. Hey, we're here. And it's like, it's coming right at us. Go away. And he's like, you're going to hit us. And then there was nothing there.
Oh, right.
What was that?
Don't know.
Okay. I
don't have an answer.
Here's the thing. Because I want to get back, because I put the shipwreck set is impressive, because it was
awesome. Amazing. And then we kind of like sit there and we go like, oh, you know what? This is actually more of a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is more about being a scary movie than it is about being a
Mushroom People movie.
Yeah, right. Like a sci-fi.
Yeah, I think go into this movie thinking that you're going to see Matango as opposed to Attack of the Mushroom People.
Right.
Because Attack of the Mushroom People is...
Sounds like...
It's, yeah. This is a little bit later.
A whole bunch of mushroom people. They're
in the Bonin Islands, they believe.
Which makes me
laugh again.
I watched it with closed captioning on because to catch things sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And what was so great about the closed captioning is that they would also talk about the music.
Uh-huh.
And they would say stuff like, you know, whatever's like dramatic music in certain moments. Because there's definitely like, the music was a huge part of this. Like definitely a lot of like suspense music and stuff going on. When they're going through the old ship and the whole ship's like covered in all types of fungus.
Yeah.
And the guy like touches the table and then in another part of that table, a bottle just rolls off and lands. Another guy touches a wall and then a piece falls off. That's not quite where he was.
Yeah.
And the character Kasai is like so skittish. Every time anything drops, he goes, ah! And then they open the cabinet and it's like, wait, did that turtle move? What?
Oh, that turtle with no eyes.
Yeah.
That boat was awesome.
Awesome.
At first I thought it was a model because they were kind of standing off to the side and they had the steps and it just looks like a model ship. But then they walked up into it and I'm like, oh, they built that.
And the same thing is like, they're like, oh, the fungus is a different color in this room.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. That boat was really interesting. So we also get the mention of nuclear radiation. So I go, oh, okay, so this is going to fall in line of, like, you know, nuclear is bad and causes, you know, all the things. So, like, when you look at the old Godzillas, you know, the real enemy is the bomb.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, this is, like, going to be a very similar in theme.
But the moral of this story is way... I really like the moral of this story, but it's at the very last line of the movie, and I can't wait to talk about that either.
Then we got guys are eating, like, a whole case of Spam, and they don't want to share it. Yeah. It's, like, it's definitely... There's definitely an every-man-for-themselves-ness amongst this group.
Yeah.
As part of like this kind of sense where it's like it becomes you kind of start discovering like this is just like a collection of awful people that you don't really care about.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, I mean, the more and more you talk, when you mention that Godzilla, the guy who's the professor actually looks a lot like the professor by comparison.
There's no way.
In his outfit.
There's no way they,
that white shirt, kind of just very basic, very, and he had like that haircut. I was like, he could, like, side by side with that professor, I'd like to check, see what that looks like.
What if, What if for the album artwork for the episode, I just put in pictures from Gilligan's Island?
and that cat mushroom.
Yeah.
So nightclub flashback.
Great.
Guy says, he says, I hire people to think for me, and I just use their thoughts. He gives her a necklace, and then she puts, they all clap for him. Like, it's weird, the clapping. I was like, okay, here's a present. Everyone claps. I got excited because I thought that maybe these people were going to get deformed.
Well, yeah, that was a thing because you start realizing they're a bunch of a-holes. And so well, the you're fact like, that, I can't wait for these people to get attacked by mushroom people.
And I'd seen Mr. Stradonicus not that long ago. Again, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there was a bit in Mr. Stradonicus where, see, this guy is deformed. He's got this scary, like, mouth thing on his face that he's like this his face is frozen in, and he's this rich man that lives like in some like mountains somewhere, and he's like in, you know, Romania or one of these places, but he has no mirrors in his house. So the fact that there are no mirrors, and the mirrors are removed, they go, oh, these people took the mirrors down because they're gonna be deformed. And I was like, oh cool, maybe our guys are gonna be deformed too.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. They mentioned the mirrors, and then they found the broken mirrors out in the jungle. And I'm like, I don't understand the mirrors thing yet.
Yeah, and then the girls, they're like sneaking around, and they have like the sheets around their heads. Mm-hmm. And so in the distance, they look like ghosts approaching. Yeah. You know, they're definitely playing up the haunted house aspect of this.
Even the seagulls won't fly to the island, which was kind of fun watching that. Well, it looked like it was either stop motion seagull or a puppet. Watching that seagull fly and then fly away.
Yeah. And then we get the first
mushroom, you know, man.
Basically, yeah. And I liked it. I like scary movies too. So, like, I was fine with any time they're being spooky about it. I was kind of into it. Like, the wet feet on the floor. Very kind of like in Creepshow, in the first story in Creepshow. Maybe it's not the first story, but yeah, with like the after he buries those people at the beach, and then like they come after him, and like it's the wet feet and all that.
Yeah.
And so he comes, they walk, you see him, they scream, and then we cut to the next day.
Yeah.
What?
Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Did they defeat him with the gun?
Yeah, what happened?
The guy really loves his gun.
These women, they're on your mind all the time. You can't do anything about it. It's really bugging me. There's a lot of rape talk.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable. And then the ginger was like way into it.
For some reason. Yeah. I know what kind of woman she is. And then she's like, I used you to get to Europe. Yeah, it's when it's like, it's just awful people.
That dude eats the eggs off of the sand.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand what it was at first. I thought it was something special. But I guess
everyone must be starving because they're all eating food that's covered in dirt still. Because the other guy was eating roots they just pulled out of the dirt.
Yeah. My next note is bag of turds. Oh, wait. Potatoes?
Well, wait. Before that, it was like the women were foraging in the beach. And then there was they were hearing things.
Yeah.
And it's like one of them was like, Akiko, it's your mother. And the other one was hearing sing, but she seemed like she was just ignoring it the whole time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's not who you call Gilligan. I think it's the other guy. I think it's Yoshida who's like extorting the guy for this money for eggs.
Yeah, but he's got a secret stash, so he's not giving away all his eggs. Steamy kissing interrupted by fist fight.
Yeah, it's like at first the guy accuses him that they're always like sneaking off, and then he gets mad when it turns out it's true. It's like I didn't know it till you admitted it. Oh yeah. Character's name. Mommy? Mammy.
I don't like either of those.
No, but it's the one that's played by Kumi Mizuno, so she's she's like the queen alien of all the Toho movies. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's where she's bragging, everybody wants me.
She loves it. Oh boy. Mushrooms,
laughing mushrooms. Finally. And then growing mushrooms.
It takes a really long time before we actually see like the mushroom stuff.
Finally doing stuff. And then I was like, wait, are these mushrooms or are these mushroom people? What? It's like the guy who showed up, see a mushroom people. Like, is that guy who showed up and disappeared, is that guy going to be one of these mushrooms later? Where he's like full mushroom?
I assume so.
Speaking of which, there's that quote, "Fool, they're half mushroom." The guy is having hallucinations, and his hallucinations are basically like a Las Vegas showgirls and a contortionist, and then a Kiko's face.
It's like reminded me of like the Star Wars holiday special. Just strange dancing and sparkles everywhere.
I wrote, hey, when we said attack of the mushroom people, what we really meant was rise of the mushroom people. Like, literally, like a bunch of mushroom people are going to stand up and boom, that's the attack.
That's why I think Attack of the Mushroom People is not a good title. No. Matongo is a better title because I don't know what that means.
Right.
I think it just means, expect. I think it means mushroom.
Akiko, I must tell you that I'm in love with you. Oh, darling. And then the closed caption says, gentle orchestral music.
I wrote, so this is when I figured out they turned into mushroom people. That's why they took the mirrors.
Yes.
But why didn't they just break the mirrors instead of taking them out to the jungle and then breaking them? That's what I didn't get. I was like, I don't understand this whole mirrors thing. Why didn't they just break them if they didn't want to see themselves? Just break them in the ship. But I guess the little shards you would see yourself.
Maybe. I think they just wanted to get rid of the mirrors. Maybe they broke in transit. And they're like, well, I guess this is where we're going to leave them then. there's a part that I was like, this is kind of like Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
With up again, like they're inside the room and they're like coming in, they're like banging on like the windows and the walls and stuff.
And it has a similar moral to the story as Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Which is essentially who's worse, mushroom people or regular people.
Right. And
like as the movie goes on, we find out that these people are the worst.
Yeah, it was more people. That's where I was like, more like mushroom zombies.
Yeah. The mushroom area where all the mushrooms are, like, it was like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, but the mushrooms are like laughing the whole time, and I know I'm supposed to be creeped out by it and it's a little bit creepy, but at the same time,
but it's like
I wanted to hang out there.
It's like puffin stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like,
it's as creepy as that. Like, I just wanted to kind of be there, just on the set or in a place like that. I'm like, there was something about the way the mushrooms looked, and not so much the laughing, but there's something about it that was enticing to me.
And there were so many mushroom costumes.
Yeah. They made so many, you think they would introduce them sooner into the movie. And then I don't know if they were real, because it was like the 60s, if they were just
like it was a hallucination,
like it was supposed to be a hallucination, but I don't know. I guess that's left to the viewer.
Yeah. And so, and then also it's like for them to be sensing mushrooms, I was like, oh, but they can't actually get shot. And it does seem to, to kill them or at least, wound them. Cause they
talk about earlier though, they talk about in Mexico, they eat mushrooms for specific, is it powers or for something, for strength or something. And I'm wondering if that has something to do with it too. I don't know.
I think it was like for, it's basically like to go on like hallucinogenic trips for spiritual reasons. I think it was with.
Okay. So that was kind of set up, but I'm assuming they're real. I don't know. because we find out the dude is crazy, or people think he's crazy. I don't know. That's where the ghost ship comes in. Why did that ghost ship appear?
I think it was just because of spooky imagery.
Was someone already crazy? I don't know. But I like the ginger character. I wish I knew her name. She kind of became
Mammy.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Mammy.
I don't like that. She
better than mommy,
I guess. She kind of became this queen mushroom.
Yeah.
And she was like way into like luring the guys into the mushroom area. Right.
Yeah, like a siren. Yeah, yeah.
And she was like the best villain. Like, I think you sent me like a little statue or a little like vinyl figure of her, and it's just her in her like green dress. And I'm like,
yeah.
After watching the movie, I'm like, oh, that's a good like monster figure to have. It's just a lady in a green dress, but it's like, now that I know who she is, it's like, ooh, she's evil.
Well, I was like, you know, that just because that actress has done so many of these, like, I was finding like, oh, there are vinyls of like her in her alien costume too.
So yeah, the dude, is it the professor at the end? He's the professor's the guy.
Yeah.
In the you find out that the room he's in is a kind of an observation room at a mental clinic.
Right.
And he is talking about the mushroom people and these people that, you know, got killed, and nobody believes him, and he does sound crazy, but he also probably is crazy just from being around that stuff.
Right.
But he says that as bad as it was on the island, he'd rather be there than in this awful city.
Right.
Which I'm assuming is Tokyo.
But I also like, man, the moment where he reveals and he turns his head and you see like, oh, he did eat him.
Yeah.
Was
that's right. Awesome. He had the half mushroom face.
That was like the best surprise.
Yeah.
I think of the whole thing.
It's an interesting movie. I'll tell you that. I don't know if I liked it, but I think come like Halloween time, I would definitely put it in again to watch it, but as a spooky as a spooky movie.
Yeah, it's like, I think, and like there's parts I go, oh, this is these, like the sound of the mushrooms, that distorted laughter, uh-huh. And the and just like all like the POV kind of like almost like when they show scary trees in like Snow White, it's uh-huh. Like kind of like it's good. I think that imagery is great. It's worth you know, even just having it as like clips and like spooky montages and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good. I don't know if there's a whole movie it fully holds up, but it's curious. I've seen these Toho horror movies. Like I think it wasn't House also Toho?
Maybe. Actually, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's like I was like, they kind of miss the mark on stuff, mm-hmm. but there's still something kind of curious that you kind of still kind of want to watch it.
Yeah, I just kind of want to watch the mushroom stuff over and over again.
Yeah,
yeah, the full mushrooms are awesome.
So yeah, and like if you look like that last scene where he's like there with all of them, and it definitely is Toho. It's like you, because you're so, the first time you watch it, you're so busy looking at the giant full mushroom costumes that there's like bumpy people amongst them too.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like there's the not fully, you know, transformed. It's like the different versions of Shin Godzilla. There's like, you know, version 3 versus. Uh-huh. Version. Oh, by the way, I was on the internet exploring, they're doing a figure of Godzilla turned to stone. Have you seen that one?
I haven't seen that one.
It's like
Shin Godzilla.
It's like, yeah, it's like
Oh, when he like when they freeze him.
Fourth, yeah, it's the fourth one. Yeah, it's like
that's kind of cool. Be like a cool paperweight.
He kind of looks like the other one. That's just like a different paint job, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, what they should do is not only be a paint job, but it's not articulated, probably. But I felt so when I was looking up this movie, I came across something that was an interesting little little trivia added thing was that said that the film was initially going to be banned in Japan due to the special effects on some of the mutated humans because they were resembling victims of the atomic bombings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, oof.
But it didn't get banned.
That's good.
We were able to share it with everybody.
The weirdest movie yet that we've covered, I think.
Yeah.
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 No giant monsters, but...
Yeah, that just the Toho late the 60s, the 70s, where they just kind of got into like some really weird things. It's just like, yeah, just like the choices that were made in Godzilla versus Ghidorah, same kind of thing. It's like, oh, just like added weirdness. And yeah. Just kind of, yeah, I was curious. It's not a top five either.
No, but it's something. I mean, I'm glad I watched it, but it is. Yeah. It's a definitely offbeat.
Yeah.
I
dug it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't know if I could say I really liked it, but there's definitely stuff that was I liked in it.
Yeah. This would be interesting to see on a big screen, like a nice if they had like a nice print of it, see it with a crowd.
It's really hard to weigh the cringe aspects and the, the stuff that's fun and cool. And then it's like, oh, no, cringe. Cringe misogyny. Cringe rape talk.
But I think that's...
Cringe natives.
Yeah. I think that's what's kind of interesting about this is, yeah, everybody's kind of rapey. And it's shitty. But... She kind of turns the tables on him. But the thing is, it would make sense if it's not revenge.
It'd be great if somehow she was a mushy person who disguised herself as a regular person somehow and then lured them to that island. But that's not what happened here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And besides, she's supposed to be the pretty one. So how can you be part mushroom person? Like, even when she was, like, converted mushroom, I guess none of our group actually got as far as to get bumpy. They just kind of had, like, the kind of woodsy kind of hands and stuff.
Yeah.
That looked like they were just kind of growing into the ground.
All right. I have not much more to say about this movie. I'm assuming if people are listening to this, they watched it. So I don't know if for some reason you haven't watched it, I could say watch it, I guess.
It's worth saying it's for if you want to be like a Toho Ishiro Honda completist, and there's definitely elements in it. Oh yeah. Where does this fall into his, where does this fall in his career? Like right before this,
it's whatever. Nine years after Godzilla, and it's after Rodan, and I think right before Monster Zero.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. But there's some other movies of his. I mean, there's still some Godzilla movies of his we need to see.
Tons.
And then there's some non-Godzilla movies that have monsters in it, like Space Amoeba, and I forget what the other ones were. But, yeah, there's a few of them that we still need to see. But I'm excited about those. You want to talk about...
Which year was Monster Zero?
I thought it was 67.
Oh, so that's way... Okay. No, 65.
Oh, 65. Okay. So this was 2 years... That was 2 years after. You want to talk about next episode?
Yeah, sure.
Next episode, we're going to do... we're going to get back to Godzilla. And we're going to go back to the 70s. We're going to watch Godzilla versus Megalon.
All right.
Which I cannot wait because it is the only appearance of Jet Jaguar. as far as Toho movies go. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. It's been a while since I've seen it. I don't recall enjoying it, but Jet Jaguar is enough for me to like it.
Yeah, the concept of Jet Jaguar. Yeah, it's just the I like those type of.
We'll see. It's definitely the 70s weird Godzilla. Along it came out around Hedorah and Mechagodzilla time.
So and it and it's the one. It. It's like Godzilla with a cute face.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god!
I like that
Godzilla.
Guy.
Godzilla shaking hands with Jet Jaguar. I love it so much. So much. It's so good.
Because Godzilla totally understands shaking hands.
Yes.
But oh, this is what things do. This, yeah.
Okay.
Man, it's just like the idea. It's like as we keep discovering more and more things that came out in Japan in this window of time, like just the idea of being a kid in Japan in the 60s and like the early 70s, where this stuff was not only in the movies you saw all over the place, but it was on TV.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, the way, you know, DC and Marvel is right now here. It's like every summer there's going to be another like superhero movie or two or what. And then it's also like the series that are on the different TV shows. And it's all over the place. And I was like, oh man, it would have been nuts as a kid. It's so much, so much material, so much to, you know, consume.
Yeah. And we've been looking for movie versions where they take the TV shows and cut into a feature length movie.
Yeah.
To cover just it on the show. Cause
to make it seem like, oh yeah, we just do movies.
Yeah.
But cause yeah, you don't want to end it. It's like going, oh, we get to binge the whole something.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for the next episode regardless. Cause even though I don't remember being a fan of this movie, I'm excited to watch it again.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fun then. So until then, go ahead and head to kaijupod.com. That gives you our links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And rate and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen. And yeah, that's it. Until next time, I am going to go eat a can of Spam. Mmm.
Mmm. Well, I just let other people think for me, and then I just steal their ideas. So I'm just going to go eat a can of Spam. La 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 la